Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. As we continue our effort to engage government executives who are changing the way government does business, we are here on location this morning in New York City. All across America, small towns and large cities are facing the social realities of homelessness and the steady increase in demand for homeless services. While providing shelter and services to those in need is critical, the national conversation is shifting from managing to ending homelessness, especially chronic homelessness. New York City has embraced such a goal and has begun to reshape and expand its services to prevent homelessness in a more comprehensive and coordinated way than ever before. From a system that did little more than provide cots and meals to single adults and families, it is now recognized nationally and internationally for providing quality shelter and related services in humane settings with a client-centered philosophy. With us this morning to discuss his agency's efforts in this area is our special guest, Robert Hess, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Homeless Services. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Shelley Mills Brinkley, partner in IBM's Public Sector Social Services Practice. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
Rob, let's start off by learning a bit more about your department. Perhaps you could give us an overview of the mission and history of the New York City Department of Homeless Services.
Sure. The Department of Homeless Services in New York was created in the early 90s. Before that, we were part of the Human Resources Administration in the city. The mission is to support individuals and families that are experiencing homelessness in our city and to help them move from the experience of homelessness back into the community with whatever supports they may need to support them in the community.
Now, Rob, can you give us a sense of the scale of this operation? How is the New York City Department of Homeless Service organized? What's the size of its budget? And how many full-time employees do you have?
Sure. The Department of Homeless Services has a budget of just under $1 billion a year. We have over 2,300 employees within the department, and we contract out for services that include about another 20,000 employees that we pay for through contracts across the city in order to support people experiencing homelessness.
With that big operation, can you give us some idea of your role as commissioner, and what are your official responsibilities?
We are very, very focused in the Bloomberg administration on the mayor's vision, and with respect to homelessness and the reduction thereof, it's the vision of the mayor that we reduce the number of people sleeping on our streets and we reduce the number of people living in our shelters by two-thirds or more before midnight on December 31st, 2009. So we're very clear in our mission and our vision, and everything we do in the department is geared toward not managing homelessness but ending it. And so we're very focused on those objectives.
So with such a big vision and mission, what are the top three challenges that you see in your position in getting those goals met?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest challenge is to figure out the strategies that we need to actually get to the kinds of reductions we're talking about. So with respect to people living on our streets that are experiencing chronic homelessness, we've had to develop a whole new set of strategies on the street to include much better access to housing directly from the streets and the supportive services that supports people in that housing. With respect to shelters, we've had to develop a whole new set of rental subsidy programs to help people move quickly out of the shelter system and back into the community with the support that they need. And so the strategies are a little bit different based upon the population or where people are starting from. But the biggest challenges are really understanding what it will take to help create the reductions in homelessness that we're trying to achieve.
Rob, I understand that you've come to New York City via Baltimore in sort of your most recent role. Could you describe your career path for our listeners? How did you even get started in this field?
Sure. I spent 5 years in the Army, and then after that went to work for the Disabled American Veterans in Baltimore, ran one of the largest thrift store in Baltimore and one of the toughest neighborhoods in Baltimore, and did that for 16 years and really had a thorough understanding and primer, if you will, on poverty and people who live in poverty and how they're just so resourceful in so many ways. And really, we're one of the largest employers of low-income people in Baltimore City, and we were very, very successful. And so went from that to looking at the issue of homeless veterans in Baltimore, and then created a program in Baltimore called the Maryland Southern for Veterans Education and Training that actually became, I think, the national model for how you could support veterans that were on the streets. And, you know, isn't that tragic that so many of our veterans serve our country and protect us and then end up on our streets? We really have to do better as a nation with respect to that. So we had some success with that. And then I didn't like what I saw with respect to public policy in this country of managing homelessness. And so ran an organization in Maryland called Action for the Homeless, ultimately led an organization called the Center for Poverty Solutions in Maryland, and then moved to Philadelphia when Mayor John Street asked me to join his administration. And we had a lot of success there in reducing the number of people on the streets over a five-year period of time, at which point Mayor Bloomberg asked me to join his administration here in New York, and I've just been honored to do that.
So Rob, tell me, how have these previous experiences prepared you for your current role here in New York City, and how have they shaped your management approach and your leadership style?
Well, I think the number one thing it taught me is you really, in order to understand a problem, in order to understand what's really going on with somebody living on the streets or living in a shelter, you know, you can do all your research, you can look at all the data, but at the end of the day, you really got to sit down and talk to people that are experiencing that situation and better understand what their wants and needs and desires are, and then shape programs to support them and where they want to go. And there's just a lot of examples of that. So that, I think, has influenced my management style, my leadership style, my thought process in creating programs and policy. Beyond that, I think in any organization, no matter how small or large, there are some things that are very clear. You know, the idea of empowering the experts, the professionals within any organization to be able to move toward a common vision and help them succeed by giving them a lot of support, a lot of communication, a lot of access, and the freedom to take risk is very, very important. And we try to take calculated, well-measured risks, but we're very clear that many, many people have worked very hard over a long period of time to end homelessness, and they haven't been able to do it. We've got to be able to think very differently, very creatively, take some risk, figure out what's working and keep doing what's working, figure out what's not and stop what's not working. That stopping what's not working is not always easy, especially when you talk about people that have organizations, very good organizations, that may have contracts to do things that aren't working as well. Very often we're hesitant to say we ought to stop funding that. But here in New York and in Philadelphia, we did that and focused on strategies that worked, and it made a big difference over time. And so I think it's a combination of all those things. I think at the end of the day, probably the biggest thing is support our staff, be very clear on our vision, our objectives, our timelines, and do everything we can to communicate that over and over and over again and stay focused on where we're going.
You know, many times in government, it's easy to take a safe position, but it sounds like you're really driving towards a culture of innovation and of risk-taking.
Absolutely right. The thing that comes with that, of course, is change. And anytime you're driving change, you can't do that without creating a certain amount of stress or tension. And so you have to be willing to accept that, and then you have to kind of manage the change and the stress that it's creating in a way that it's productive stress and doesn't become counterproductive. And so that's a little bit of the management balancing act that we try to obtain as we move toward our vision.
Great. What about Mayor Bloomberg's plan to end chronic homelessness in New York City? We will ask Robert Hess, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Homeless Services, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.